And just go as far with this as you want right now. So we use phrases and let them resonate with your heart mind. Right? So the first area we attend to is self-forgiveness around ways we may have harmed ourselves. Yeah, you might want to get comfortable. You're too hot there. You need to shift. And what's nice about this practice, it's not demanding that you should forgive or you should be able to. It's inclining the mind in that direction. Sometimes we're ready, sometimes it takes a little more work. Right? But it's setting up that orientation. So the first place, and you can just sense into your body, and the phrase goes like this, and if you want to pick it up, you can repeat silently to yourself the pieces of it. And I'll say it once all the way through. It goes like this. For the ways that I have hurt or harmed myself, intentionally or unintentionally, through the actions of my body, speech, or mind, I ask now for my own forgiveness. Right, so if you want to pick that, I'll do it section by section. And that last bit's a bit interesting with ourselves. You can say, I ask now for my own forgiveness. But you might say, I offer myself forgiveness. Whatever feels more real for you. And if it doesn't feel at all real, actually, what's nice about practices of inclining the mind, we don't have to even get it yet. It just gives the mind a skillful direction, orientation. Doesn't mean we have to feel it yet. Right. Took me a very long time to have the kindness practice translate from my head into something a bit more tangible. For the ways that I have harmed or hurt myself, that I have done intentionally or unintentionally, through the actions of my body, my speech, and my mind, I ask now for my own forgiveness. Breathing and going very, very gently. If this cuts too quick to the chase, and breathe, it's not an occasion for your inner critic to get hold of you. This is a sincere work. So if you notice any judgments, send them over to me. Second phrase is, I'll tell you what it is, and then you can decide if you want to pick it up or not. For the ways that I have harmed others, intentionally or unintentionally, through the actions of my body, my speech, and my mind, I ask now for your forgiveness. I'll just go piece by piece. And go very gently again, but if it feels relevant, to make it specific, the way as I've harmed you, a particular other, let that in. If you want to keep it broad at this point, do. For the ways that I have hurt or harmed you, intentionally or unintentionally, through the actions of my body, my speech, and my mind, ask now for your forgiveness. The last area is where we felt harmed or hurt. And again, go gently. Some of us may have really felt, had that experience deeply in our history. So go very, very gently. And the phrase goes, for the ways that you or others have harmed me. Through the actions of your body, speech and mind, intentionally or unintentionally. And then there's the last bit you need to be careful with. You might be ready to say, I offer you my forgiveness. Or you might want to say, basically, that I'm working on it. You're letting them know I'm working on it. I am inclined to be able, I incline my mind in the direction of forgiveness, if it feels a little too hot for you to start with. Right. So for the ways that you have hurt me, intentionally or unintentionally, the actions of your body, speech and mind, I offer you now my forgiveness. May I be able to forgive you. And breathing. And using the out-breath to soothe if there's anything that got jangled through that practice. And if you felt absolutely nothing at all, that's completely fine. Give plenty of attention to in-breath. Vitalize the system. And spend, we'll take about just 3-4 minutes now with your own practice. I'm going to meet one more person next door. So sitting, standing, or walking, just very near here. And we'll meet back in about